Something for ladies of a certain age, Duran Duran and Skin Trade, followed by Spandau Ballet and Only When You Leave. But you were either one or the other, weren't you, Sarah?
Yes, you certainly were. Spandau Ballet.
You were Spandau Ballet,
and never Duran Duran.
Really?
No.
Yeah. With a bit of Wham in the middle.
Oh, Wow, yeah. Well, it had to be Wham. Wham came first.
So many Danes were returning from Sweden and Bornholm on Sunday night. A 6-kilometre-long traffic jam formed on the bridge, or Brun, linking the two countries, forcing police to call in reinforcements to handle border checks. The queue, dubbed the Corona queue in the Danish media, came as a result of the long Ascension Day weekend, when many Danes travelled across the bridge to visit their holiday houses in Sweden or on the Danish island of Bornholm. It's pretty terrible. I've taken this trip many times and have also lived on Bornholm, but I never experienced anything like this before, said one man. And when we arrived, we were told there was a 5-kilometre queue, and it's definitely longer now. I can see lights as far as the eye can see as I look back up the bridge. According to local media, 7,850 cars crossed back over the bridge to Denmark on Sunday, more than double the 3,662 who crossed over the week before. Johan Borglin, head of traffic for the Øresund Bridge, told the newspapers, as far as I know, this is the first time since Denmark closed its borders we've had such a long queue. Always wanted to cross that bridge.
Yes, you've said this in the past.
One day I will. A little road trip to Sweden, maybe? Quite a long way. Time for this morning's comedy. I've had to clean this one up in a hurry. There may be a stray P and a couple of S's in here, but you thought I was bad. Here's Jonathan Pye with the tale of Dominic Cummings.
It's like being back to normal for a morning. You're back at Westminster, having a pop at the Tories. It's like nothing ever happened. Dominic Cummings statement. Properly and lawfully. Dominic Cummings. If he did behave properly and lawfully, then okay. But that means the government's entire corona strategy is nonsensical, because I thought I understood it. It seems straightforward to me, but you know, clearly I was mistaken. And I'm not thick. You know, and I'm also not one of these people, you know, tell me what to do. I'm just a sheep and I can't think for myself. Tell me what to do. I know what to do. All right, I thought I did. Stay at home, especially if you're pretty sure you got COVID. And that's what I did. And it's been horrible. Now, Dominic Cummings is a populist who looks like a tortoise's head is emerging from a shell suit. But that has got nothing to do with it. This isn't just Ramona's revenge at the architect of Brexit. For my part, that has got nothing to do with it. It has a little bit to do with it. Yes, the reason people are having a hard time giving Dominic Cummings the benefit of the doubt is it's Dominic Cummings. And yes, the British press, who aren't exactly known for their class, unable to contain their glee, they smelt blood and managed on more than one occasion to give Dominic Cummings the moral high ground. So, let's just allow Cummings this. He is a human being, presumably, dealing with a highly unusual, unprecedented personal and professional situation. Okay, why no apology? Why no humility? Why no hint of a suggestion from anyone running the country that this confuses the issue, at least just a little bit? I'm not angry because this is the gave us Brexit and put Boris in number 10. I'm not actually that angry at what this actually did. I'm angry at the hypocrisy and the lack of humility in the government's response. I'm angry that should we get a second wave and we have to lock down again, this gives a lot of reasons not to bother. Because why should they? I'm angry at the way all the cabinet all rallied round with a pre-prepared, oven-ready tweet. It's perfectly reasonable to want to care for your own children. Really? You're patronising. Essentially, if you were in the same boat as Cummings and you decided to stick to the common interpretation of the rules and stay at home, then you are not a good parent. This guy was so concerned for his kid's welfare, he locked it in a car for 4 hours with a COVID-19 sufferer. Any reasonable person would have done the same. I'm angry that the government's advice appears to have changed from wash your hands to stay at home to check if you're going blind by operating heavy machinery on public roads, like some pisshead going, well, I'm not sure if I'm safe to drive, but there's only one way to find out. Come on, kids. We're going for a drive. Any reasonable person would have done the same. I didn't. I haven't seen my son in 9 weeks. I haven't seen my mother in 3 months. Although she wants a Zoom conversation every 3 fits. People have missed funerals. They have died alone. Terminally ill people are spending what precious time they have left on their own. They have managed. And yet Cummings, with his lovely townhouse and his 4x4, he couldn't manage. So he had to drive to a cottage on his father's estate. Fine, because he cares about his children, as opposed to us lot, who clearly don't give... Look at us all staying indoors, protecting the NHS, saving lives. Bullshit! We're together, bullshit! Clap the NHS, fund the NHS! Still, it's nice to be outdoors, isn't it?
There was one amiss. I'm very sorry about that.
Today's quiz. Question number one. On this day in 1964, 11 boys... Oh, no, hold on.
What?
I've forgotten something. This time next week, hopefully,
yes,
we will be enjoying a cool beverage on the social distancing terrace of Stars and Bars.
Oh, yes. 2nd of June.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're around, isn't it?
This is it. If you get these three questions right, it's your round. If you get one wrong...
Damn.
Oh, it's my round. If you get one wrong, it's your round.
No, it's more like that.
Yeah,
it's your
come
round
on.
Anyway.
A bit of fun and... Right.
So you've made them extra specially difficult this morning, have you?
No. On this day in 1964, 11 boys were suspended from a school in Coventry, England for having haircuts. One of them went on to become the lead singer of one of Britain's biggest bands. Can you tell me who it was? He also went on to have 8 children across 5 relationships, the oldest born in 1970 and the youngest in 2016. And if you still don't know who I'm talking about, then I have got one more clue.
Yeah.
Okay. Him and the rest of the band moved camp in 1971 to the south of France in protest of England's high tax rate.
Well, it's the Stones.
Yeah.
One of the Stones.
Yeah.
But Coventry.
Yeah. From a school in Coventry.
None of the Stones went to school in Coventry.
A later school. It was after his primary school.
But they lived in Kent.
Oh, God, you're going to get argumentative. Give me a name.
Well, Mick Jagger.
Yes.
But he didn't go to school in Coventry.
Later on he did. Not in his primary years. Later on. He went to school in Coventry.
I thought he went to Dartford Grammar and then the London School of Economics.
I'll give him a call and I'll ask him. I'll double check that. Question number two. On this, no, the Queen has given Boris Johnson approval to exercise in the grounds of Buckingham Palace as he continues to recover from COVID-19, according to reports in the Daily Telegraph. The Prime Minister has been allowed to make use of the palace grounds amid security concerns over his practice of running in public spaces. So on this day, in which year did the Sex Pistols release God Save the Queen?
1977.
Correct. And finally... The Rolling Stones' 500 Greatest Songs of All Time. In at number 3 is John Lennon with Imagine. Number 2, The Rolling Stones with I Can't Get No Satisfaction. And number 1 is a song by Bob Dylan. Can you tell me which song it is?
Like a Rolling Stone.
Well done.
Haven't got time to play that this morning.
No, but at least you... Oh, you might go. I'm buying you a round. There you go.
It's 6.5 minutes, so...
Yeah, OK.
What were the other two? Imagine...
Imagine, and I can't get no satisfaction.
Might play Satisfaction for you after the news.
Okay.
Which is coming up.
Riviera Radio. Business.
Morning.
Good morning.
Do you get to Coventry very often, or...?
I can't say I do, to be honest. I'm not sure I've even been there at all in my life, to be honest.
Don't think I have either, actually.
No?
Hmm.
Should I be thinking about it?
Well, I don't know. I don't know much about it.
Okay.
I just know it's in the Midlands.
Hmm.
And Coventry City aren't a very good football team.
No, who used to play for Coventry? Some famous players.
Well, they won the FA Cup in 1986, didn't they? They beat Spurs in the final.
Okay. I'm trying to think if I know any... Do you know any Coventry City players?
No. Aren't they in the third division now, anyway? Or the old third division, as it was. All right, enough of that. Markets, good day yesterday, but some sentiment being dampened late in the session on Wall Street with President Trump's sabre-rattling against China again.
Yeah, exactly right. US stocks certainly rose yesterday, but closed sharply off the session highs after reports the Trump administration is considering sanctions on Chinese officials, threatening to escalate tensions between the world's two largest economies. S&P 500 closed up 1.2% yesterday. That's an 11-week high, but gave up gains that topped the 2% mark in the final half hour of the trading day. Stocks have risen sharply, of course, over the course of the past few weeks. Investors have been speculating the worst the economic hit from the pandemic will be contained in the second quarter. US equities have now rallied 35% from their March lows, but risk sentiment, as you say, dropped yesterday on reports the US Treasury Department could impose controls on transactions and freeze assets on Chinese officials and businesses for implementing a new security law on Hong Kong citizens. In Europe, Stock 600 advanced yesterday on hopes of a coordinated approach to stimulus. We actually saw travel stocks surging yesterday. This was on the suggestion that Germany plans to lift travel warnings for 31 countries. Looking positive at the start this morning, hanging on to those gains, in fact, adding to them. Currently calling the FTSE up 29 points. DAX over in Frankfurt up 70 points. CAC in Paris up 24 points.
And Dominic Cummings should be sent to Coventry.
Yes, he should be. It's going to be an interesting day, of course.
Oh, really?
For the Prime Minister today, the Common Liaison Committee will give Boris Johnson a 90-minute grilling with apparently a special section set aside for Dominic Cummings. So it could be an uncomfortable day's viewing for the top aide to the Prime Minister.
Yes, well, I noticed the chair is being chaired by Sir Bernard Jenkin, who is not exactly the most ferocious of Conservative MPs, and he's excluded a couple of questions from people who might have made Mr Johnson's life somewhat difficult, shall we say.
Well, I think there's lots to discuss as well, alongside, of course, Dominic Cummings and whether he should have driven to Durham or not driven, and all those types of elements. You know, they'll be talking about protective equipment, they'll be talking about how the lockdown should evolve and the state of the UK economy. So while it's an interesting and somewhat amusing sideshow, the Dominic Cummings issue, there are plenty more for officials to get into.
It's a loss of Conservative MPs lining up saying he should go now, though, so the pressure may
40,
well come from within.
That's a number that has been rising. We saw a relatively junior government minister resigning yesterday on the issue as well from Scotland. So political pressure certainly building. The hope was, of course, that the interview that he did on, Monday was, I was thinking it was a long weekend.
Lockdown fever.
Exactly. It's, the sort of stand there, take every question and reduce some of the pressure. Maybe that has worked, but today will be an important day.
The thing is, if he really values him that much, I mean, they could have come to an arrangement. I mean, special advisors are supposed to be seen and not heard or seen and not heard. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Lockdown fever, seen and not heard, children.
Yes. So he could have said, look, OK, you know, officially you're going to have to go, but you just carry on working in the background, stay in Islington, and, you know, we'll sort something out for you.
I'm not sure that would have suited. Well, you need some element of transparency around government policy and top advisors. I don't think you can have that type of approach, to be honest with you.
OK, and reasonably quickly, a massive €8 billion rescue package for the French car industry announced by the government yesterday.
Yeah, President Emmanuel Macron unveiling a raft of subsidies for the French auto industry, incentives to purchase electric cars and trade in older vehicles, reverting back to the cash for clunkers scenario. They said they will add another €8 billion to the government's stimulus bill during the course of this year. The plan will include a subsidy for €7,000 for the purchase of electric cars, with the aim of increasing production to 1 million electric or hybrid vehicles a year by 2025. Of course, car industry important for France, directly employing more than 400,000 people. French government owned stakes in Renault and PSA, the owner of Peugeot. The move follows support for tourism sector and aviation industry. French government, like many others, have been radically rewriting their budget forecast during the course of this year, now seeing debt rising to more than 115% of annual output as it spends to avert job losses and, of course, bankruptcies.
We don't have time now, but tomorrow I'd like to pick your brains on what you think about, say, Green New Deal, a la Roosevelt sort of type thing, but foreign exchanges for the time being.
Pound against dollar coming in at 1.23, euro dollar coming in at 109.5. Going to get €1.12 for your British pound this morning.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
Speak to you tomorrow. Hank Potson, Barclays.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online, this is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Sarah Lysett has the top stories across the Riviera.
A 35-year-old man has been stabbed to death in Marseille. The incident occurred in the early hours of Tuesday morning. The victim was not known to police, and an investigation has been opened to determine the reason for the fatal attack. In other news, local MP Eric Ciotti has asked in a letter addressed to the President of the National Assembly, Richard Ferrand, that the fact-finding mission on the COVID-19, which Ciotti is conducting, be changed into a commission of investigation. According to Ciotti, the commission intends to collect information deemed necessary on the coronavirus crisis with regard to health prevention, management of the crisis, adaptation of the healthcare system, the strategy of deconfinement, and the economic and budgetary consequences of the crisis. The goal is maximum transparency and to ask all the necessary questions in order to understand the events and especially public decisions taken since the appearance of the COVID-19. In a statement released on Tuesday, Eric Ciotti said that the French deserve the truth. The mayor of Cagnes-sur-Mer, Louis Négret, has rejected a building permit requested by Bouygues Immobilier for the construction of La Villette Eco neighbourhood. The mayor said on Tuesday that the project needs to be improved before being accepted, adding that there are too many non-conformities, such as the height of buildings along with the flood risk, and not forgetting the new way of life after the coronavirus crisis. A team of scientists at University of Toulon have taken advantage of the lockdown period to carry out an exceptional experiment recording the conversations of those that inhabit the Mediterranean. With no sea vessels and fewer fishermen, the underwater life of the Mediterranean from Marseille to Monaco took full advantage of the silence. The historic opportunity to be able to characterise the marine environment in a state of low acoustic pollution gave rise to an exceptional mission. Leaving Toulon on April the 23rd, the mission was led by Professor Hervé Groutin and initiated by the University of Toulon, the company Sea Proven, the journal of Marine Oceans, and supported by Prince Albert II of Monaco Foundation. For 17 days, the team visited creeks from Marseille to the Principality of Monaco, passing by Toulon and Nice. The organisers of the Monaco Yacht Show have announced that this year's show will be held on Port Hercule here in the Principality from the 23rd to the 26th of September. While there will be fewer exhibitors and super yachts, it will be one of the few events able to go ahead in the face of the coronavirus crisis. Meanwhile, France's Stop COVID contact tracing smartphone app for tracing cases of coronavirus is set to be launched at the weekend after it got the green light on Tuesday from the National Data Protection Authority. The technology used by many governments around the world to monitor the coronavirus has been developed in France by researchers and companies under the supervision of the government. A Stop COVID will be purely voluntary, but its use needs to be widespread if it's to play any meaningful role in breaking the epidemic chain. A unanimous vote in French Parliament on Tuesday has passed the bill in France to increase the number of days leave for employees following the death of a child to 15 working days. At the beginning of the year, the bill to increase the number of days from 5 to 12 days was surrounded by controversy after it was rejected. The incident led to French President Emmanuel Macron calling for compassion and recognising an error, which in hand saw his political party propose a leave of 15 working days. Finally, the French Federation of Pétanque has confirmed that no competitions will be organised before the 31st of July. The decision means that this year's Euro Pétanque, due to take place on July the 18th, is cancelled and will be postponed until next year. Organisers have promised plenty of surprises in 2021, marking the 20th anniversary of the event.
Riviera Radio, Sports News. Euro Pétanque sounds like a drinking contest.
It sounds good, doesn't it?
Probably is, actually. Football, the big game in the German Bundesliga last night ended Borussia Dortmund 0, Bayern Munich 1. The win puts Bayern 7 points clear at the top of the table with 6 games left and seriously dense Dortmund's chances of winning the title. Leipzig and Borussia Mönchengladbach...
Start again.
German football. Leipzig and Borussia Mönchengladbach make up the remaining Champions League spots. It's not Newcastle United, is it?
It's not.
Formula One, McLaren is cutting around a quarter of its workforce, including staff at its Formula One operation. Some 1,200 staff will lose their jobs, mostly in the UK, as the supercar maker suffers with a slump in sales and advertising revenue as a result of the coronavirus crisis. The company said it had worked hard to cut costs and avoid layoffs, but it had been left with no choice but to let some staff go. Around 70 staff out of 800 will go at the Formula One operation, with a second round of redundancies once the team has taken into account the recent budget cap agreement for 2021. Like other teams, many other teams in the sports, including Ferrari, Mercedes and Red Bull, are also likely to make job cuts over the coming months. Tennis, Marin Cilic and Borna Koric have joined Novak Djokovic in an eight-man tournament to tour the Balkans. Dominic Thiem, Grigor Dimitrov and Alexander Zverev will also take part, with the first leg of the tournament played in Belgrade on the 13th and 14th of June. Matches could be played behind closed doors, as Serbia's coronavirus containment measures still ban large-scale gatherings. And in golf, world number one Rory McIlroy says he thinks the Ryder Cup will be postponed until next year. The event is due to be held at Whistling Straits in Wisconsin from the 25th to the 27th of September, but McIlroy says he doesn't see how that's going to happen. He said the vast majority of players would prefer to see it pushed back to 2021 so they can play in front of crowds and have the atmosphere that makes the Ryder Cup so special.
The Marine Weather Forecast, brought to you by Oyster Yachts. Be safe on the seas with Oyster Yachts.
The coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore the Almaris Sea and the Var. The general situation, high pressure, 1,025 millibars over the region. Winds are northeasterly, force 3 to 5. The sea is slight to moderate. Visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat, 1,024 millibars. And the outlook for Thursday, becoming cloudy, force 3 to 5 southwesterly winds, slight to moderate seas and good visibility. For North Corsica, winds are easterly, force 4 to 6. The sea is moderate, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Cap Corse, 1,023 millibars. Now the outlook for Thursday, partially cloudy, force 3 to 4 westerly winds, slight seas and good visibility.
The Marine Weather Forecast, brought to you by Oyster Yachts. Crafted by British boat builders since 1973, the best ocean-going sailing yachts in the world. The world is your oyster. Make Oyster your world. OysterYachts.com.
Riviera Radio. Weather.
Quite a lot of cloud around this morning. Some sunshine too. Moderate easterly winds. Temperatures 23 to 25 degrees this afternoon. Overnight lows 16 degrees on the coast. 13 degrees inland with clear skies. Thursday and Friday, mainly fine tomorrow, but clouding over in the Almaris by the afternoon, with the chance of some thunder after that. Unsettled on Friday with scattered thunderstorms. Highs of 22 to 25 degrees. Finally,
to share or not to share, a British ticket holder has won Tuesday night's Euro Millions, but there's a little bit of a snag, as the total of £33 million has to be shared with a French winner as well.
Oh.
Yeah, so the share, the £16.5 million prize for a winner from France and a winner from the UK. The £33 million jackpot will be split between the two players, with a player from France also pocketing £16.5 million. The winning numbers were 4, 9, 14, 21 and 27, with the lucky star numbers 4 and 6.
lots of sausage.
I forgot. I went as well to do it and I got distracted. I can't believe that.
I do it by the month.
No, I always just do it on a, as and when I'm passing in front of a lottery shop.
Well, that's it. That's and then you
I walked in, I brought some chewing gum, then I started talking and I left without doing it. I forgot it was Tuesday. Never mind, it's done. It's gone now, hasn't it?
Wouldn't have won anyway.
Anyway, statistics show that lottery winners like to share with their family. £1.2 billion was spent on gifts in one of the groups that was studied in 2019. And to work or not to work, around two-thirds of lottery winners reportedly give up work.
I wonder why.